This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The economy added more than 303,000 jobs in the month of March, bringing the unemployment rate back down to 3.8%. But hiding behind that number are disparities. The unemployment rate for white workers is only 3.4%. For black workers, that rate is higher, 6.4%. Black unemployment has been about twice as high as white unemployment ever since the government started collecting unemployment data for black workers back in 1972. That disparity is only starting to maybe change. For more, we return to Valerie Wilson, director of the Economic Policy Institute's program on race, ethnicity, and the economy. She recently spoke with Marketplace Morning Report host David Brancaccio. Here's David.
That 2-to-1 ratio, that is typically what we've seen over the years?
Yes. In fact, the stability of that relationship between black and white unemployment is actually documented for almost 7 decades in national statistics. And that disparity holds up across periods of economic expansion and recession. We see it for all age cohorts, for men and women, and at nearly every level of education. So it is a pretty persistent racial disparity in unemployment.
So interesting. I mean, I remember reporting in April of 2023, the headline, lowest unemployment rate on record for black people. Back then it was 4.7%. You take a look at, you know, a year later and you still see this difference by race.
Yeah, there are really two things that it's important to keep in mind when we're considering racial disparities and unemployment. One is the fact that you just mentioned. Over the longer period of time, we're interested in whether or not that rate is coming down. And yes, recently we've seen historically low black unemployment. That's important. That's significant. But at the same time, that disparity between blacks and whites is still incredibly persistent. So even though we've made progress on reducing black unemployment, that disparity between black and white workers is something that remains really a defining feature, unfortunately, of the U.S. labor market.
I mean, you studied this, though. At the heart of this must be prejudice, institutional racism. But would you also say access to education?
You know, that is a reason that is commonly stated for the disparity, and true when we're looking at averages. There are differences between black and white workers in terms of educational attainment. So on average, sure, you're going to see some portion of that disparity being a result of those differences in education, because workers with less education tend to have higher unemployment rates. But the thing that really challenges how much education is explaining the gap is when we look at workers with the same level of education and we still see that 2-to-1 disparity. That points more strongly towards the issue of structural racism as a major factor in the disparity.
So what is in the toolkit to dealing with this persistent issue?
So I think there are three things that are important to reducing those disparities. One, similar to where we are currently in the current state of the labor market, is we really need full employment. You know, however people define that, a tight labor market, a high pressure labor market, essentially extended periods of low unemployment reduce unemployment much more among black workers. So that's important. The second important factor would be unions, because what a labor contract does is it's essentially a proactive anti-discrimination tool. Those contracts typically lay out clearly defined rules and processes for hiring, for promotions, for pay, and those things minimize opportunities for discrimination. The event that they don't minimize or avoid that, there are often provisions that provide clear recourse for workers. Beyond that, I think it's important that we have adequate funding and staffing for the agencies responsible for enforcement of our anti-discrimination laws. And transparency, again, plays a major role in their ability to carry out enforcement actions.
You see businesses complaining about too tight labor markets, but as you look across the entire economy, you're not complaining.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because another benefit of those tight labor markets is that it raises wages. I think that's the business complaint, right? But for workers, you know, that's really important. We've had a prior 4 decades where wages have been really flat for the majority of workers. And just post-pandemic, we've started to see workers regain or claw back some of those lost wages or the lack of growth that we've seen in the previous 4 decades. The effect of that additionally has been to narrow the Black-white wage gap a bit in recent years, as well as seeing the highest wage growth among low-wage workers. So tight labor markets are important not only for reducing unemployment, but for also supporting wage growth for workers.
Helping us drill down into the monthly unemployment numbers, Valerie Wilson, director of the Economic Policy Institute's program on race, ethnicity, and the economy. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.